Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
Man, Leroy got the surprise of his life over the weekend. I can't wait to hear this whole story.
Oh, my goodness. Pebbles, pebbles. Unbelievable. Well, first and foremost, let me just say it's February, so happy Black History Month.
Okay.
All right. And so I got this idea that because it's Black History Month, let me get my two young teenage boys and you know, teach them a little something. Take them out. So we went downtown, and there's this play that's going on. It's called Detroit Red.
Yes.
Now, it's about Malcolm X and when he lived here in Boston.
Right.
So I'm like, man, this makes perfectly good sense. There's a connection with Boston and everything. So we get in there. The lights go out. Gets all dim and everything. And the play starts. So this play lasted maybe about an hour, hour and a half, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really good. I keep checking on my boys. I'm looking to the left. They're sitting to the left of me, and they're focused. I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
So they liked it.
Yes.
They're enjoying it.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, we're gonna be able to have a conversation about this afterwards. It's going to be all, you know, whatever. So towards the end of the play, without giving too much away, there comes a point where young Malcolm is with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's being seduced.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. So on the one hand, this person starts to take off. They say, take off your clothes. So I'm like, all right, we're out of play downtown. Here we go. So they start taking off their clothes. And what I mean by that, it was the person who was seducing Malcolm.
Right.
Ended up standing there in a tank top, some boxers, and socks.
Okay.
And we're standing there like, okay, I'm ready for you to come to me. Now, Malcolm is very hesitant. So he's taking off his clothes extremely slow.
Okay.
So he gets to his boxers, his tank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, we're going to keep it moving. Nah, Malcolm goes and he slowly takes off the tank top. I'm like, okay, all right. So he's got on and his socks. I'm like, all right. So he's got on his boxers. We're about to see the next scene. Pebbles.
I know where this is going.
The actor playing Malcolm X, I kid you not, took off his boxers and had nothing on. He was butt naked on the stage. And
you just weren't expecting it?
No. So I'm looking around. The lights are dim, and I'm looking around. You ever go someplace? I'm going to be honest. So fellas can identify with this. Let's say you're out and you see a woman that's very attractive and you'll start to look around like, does anyone else see this beauty? So I started looking around in the
theater. Nobody saw a naked man on stage except you.
I'm like, am I seeing this correctly? Or like, there's really not a naked man on stage. When I mean a naked man on stage, you might think he had his back turned to us or sideways. Ladies and gentlemen, this dude was face forward. Like, look at it. Look at it, swinging and everything. So I got my sons next to me, and I'm looking, and my youngest has his fingers, his hands over his mouth, and he's giggling. I can see his shoulders jumping. I'm like, oh, my God. My other son is looking focused, like, yeah, whatever.
How are you? I mean, are you uncomfortable? I don't understand why men get so uncomfortable with, you know,
Pebbles.
Another naked man. I mean, you're in locker rooms.
Locker rooms, there's a rule. You keep your head up. There is no looking down. Oh. You don't do it. But yeah, I wasn't expecting it. I was slightly upset. Like, what? How come nobody told me that there was going to be a full-blown naked man on stage? So long story short, the play ends about maybe 5 to 10 minutes after that. Yeah. And we're walking out. And I'm looking at my sons and I'm like, yo, what in the world happened? Why was there a naked man on stage? And then my youngest son says to me, but there was a warning. There was a sign warning people about nudity.
And
I'm
like, you didn't read it.
I didn't read it. And at the end of the day, that's what I get for not taking the time. I do remember seeing a sign, but I was just like, oh, whatever, we're going in. And if I had read it, I would have known. And that's
so
what I get.
Your sons taught you something.
They taught me, you better read the fine print. You better read all warnings. Don't overlook anything. But yeah.
It was good.
It was good. At the end of the day, I will recommend it. Go see Detroit Red. I think it's Arts Emerson.
Yes.
It was really,
Paramount
really good.
Center, yeah.
But there will be a man swinging in front of you, just to let you know.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.